This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, December 17th, brought to you by Curious Plot. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nelly. At just before 5 o'clock in Washington, legislators and the rest of the nation still waiting to see details of what's included in the continuing resolution to keep the government funded into the new year. Rumors suggested a deal had been struck, but House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson said it takes time to write the detailed text of such a broad agreement.
No, they're still, best of my knowledge, still drafting text. I hope that's completed. I'm hoping it's completed by now or completed soon. You know, I think it'll be about 1,000 pages altogether just because of the complexity of the bill. You know, you got the continuing resolution, you got the Farm Bill extension with some provisions. You know, obviously the farmer economic disaster assistance, and then the disaster assistance overall. So there's a lot of moving parts. And then they put some things in there like the Workforce Innovation Opportunity Act reauthorization. So there's a lot that's packed into this one piece of legislation.
Thompson told AgriPulse Lydia Johnson that the agriculture community responded over the weekend when it appeared some were stonewalling against economic assistance for farmers and ranchers.
I've never been so proud of the industry. They flexed their muscle and their voices, and it was amazing to watch what happened. That was Friday night, and by Saturday afternoon, I think the message got to everybody that economic assistance was a must-do piece of this legislation. I mean, it's $10 billion. Drawing on my past background, it's not the advanced life support I was hoping for, but it's basic life support. And that coupled with the fact that Republicans in January will control the House, Senate, and White House, it works.
Iowa Senator Charles Grassley shared thoughts with Ag Media today on the distribution of funds.
It would be economic assistance to the covered commodities similar to Title I, and then something I would stress that may be a little bit opposite of what I said when there's been other economic aid distributed. I tended to ignore the overall limits and let people get the aid regardless of their size. I think now I'd want this to be within those limits.
It doesn't appear at this point that the unspent funds of the Inflation Reduction Act will be rolled into the baseline of the Farm Bill. North Dakota Senator John Hovind told Johnson that decision will have to wait.
Well, the concern was that would there's language included that would mandate these conservation programs and requirements like CO2 capture and a bunch of things that, again, the farm, you know, our farm programs, whether it's the farm, and that would relate to the Farm Bill. That's actually a Farm Bill discussion. But where I'm coming from is we can't have those mandates. It can't, if somebody wants to use a conservation program and all those kind of things and try to get CO2 credits, that kind of thing, on a voluntary basis, okay, but not mandatory. And if you look at the bill that was passed by Senator Stabenow and Senator Bozeman, they were co-authoring, it was not mandatory. And that's why that language doesn't work.
Hovind said Democratic mandates took the IRA funds off the table.
We can't have mandatory language in there requiring that farmers, you know, adhere to conservation programs and things like that. That's a Farm Bill discussion, and that's not going to work here because there is a disagreement. But the idea of doing some additional aid because we got to pay for and the increased baseline, yeah, but not with mandates.
Nebraska 2nd District Representative Don Bacon told Johnson he believed a summertime E15 waiver would be included in the package.
We should have it. It's the biggest thing that we could do for the Midwest farmers. E15 is the most important thing we could do for the ag economy. That's the case I've been making.
Jeff Cooper with the Renewable Fuels Association said he and other agriculture interests were simply waiting to see the language included in the CR. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Curious Plot. Curious Plot is a full-service marketing communications and consulting agency. Curious Plot is driven to find what's next for food and agriculture clients. Learn more online at curiousplot.agency. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nelly.